Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Don Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. The ball gets by Scheffing. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Stanky. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Stanky scores. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Elliott scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Bob Chipman now pitching. Clint Connitzer pinch hits for Marv Rickard. Clint Connitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 4-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connitzer moves to second. Two outs. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clint Connitzer now playing left field. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Elliott moves to second. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Chipman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 1 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball towards right. Thompson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thompson. Walker moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Konitzer. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 4-1, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lowry scores. Cavaretta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin strikes out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing strikes out. Two outs. Rube Walker pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Mock now playing shortstop. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-2 in the game. Sain hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Kirby pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Walker steals second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirby scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Verben covering, for the out. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Konitzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gustin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 3 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.